Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Ladies and gentlemen, people are waking up to the dire straits this country is in. The great representative Clay Higgins went on a talk radio show and put it like this.
Well, welcome back to the Move Reform Show. We have Congressman Clay Higgins on with us today. We appreciate Congressman Higgins giving us a few minutes this morning in his busy schedule. And I don't have but about 4 or 5 minutes left, Congressman. Listen, I know you're a congressman for our district here, but you go to Washington, D.C., and what do you feel like, and I'm going to ask you a political question, when it comes to Republicans winning the House and Senate and President Trump winning? I mean, I know it's a must. We must have for this country to get away from what we're going through. But what is your feelings on, or do you really worry about that because you can only take care of your situation?
Well, I'm very concerned about the future of our republic. And there's a sense of urgency that you know, borders on and in D.C. amongst I would say patriot circles, that you have a lot of men and women that are recognizing the signs of potential demise of our republic. And we see elections being rigged, we see borders disintegrated, we see the fact that when you add, you know, 14 million illegals in Biden's 4 years as occupier of the White House, and on top of the illegals we already had here from the previous 30 years, talking about 45 million illegals in our country, you look at inflation where Americans cannot afford groceries, when you look at supply chains totally disrupted across the world, when you look at the loss of not just American energy dominance, but the purposeful crippling of the American energy industry. When you look at the loss of the American dollar as the instrument for the trade worldwide, and you have the emergence of BRICS nations and the potential for a change in worldwide currency use, we're seeing a loss of our country, and there's very much a sense of urgency that we have reached a crucial point in this election cycle where we either save our country or we lose it.
Here's a big question for you.
That's the feeling there.
Yeah, here's a big question, Congressman. You may not can answer this, but I'm going to ask it. How do we get all these people out that don't belong? Because once you let them in here,
We have a beautiful plan. I've been talking with the president and his team for a couple of years about it. When I say president, I mean President Trump. And it's basically, we have a plan to create an environment where the illegal populations in the United States find it in their best interest to deport themselves.
Yeah, there's got to be a plan.
I'll flesh it out as we get closer.
Sure.
But it's a brilliant plan, and I do believe it will work. And you're going to see a steady stream of unregistered vehicles driven by unlicensed drivers headed south.
Yeah. Well, no. Listen to me. I don't have to know the plan. I just want to know somebody's thinking of the plan. Because once you let people in, you can't only get them out. They don't want to go back to the hellhole they lived in. That's why I'm throwing it out.
Well, they're going to want to leave America. If we enact our plan, they're going to. It's going to be in their best interest to leave America on their own, and we're going to make it easy.
So there's Clay Higgins telling that like it is. Now, we're going to have more on this issue with the illegal immigrants and some of Trump's advisors' statements from yesterday. And this is serious stuff. And I think the realization of the American people of what the Democrat Party represents and what the Biden administration has done to this country, I think it's really sitting in.
There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that they'll just listen to me and take action. It will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they could be placebo and it'd still be great if you're funding InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Gentlemen, it is Thursday, April 4th, 2024. This is the Alex Jones Show, broadcasting live from the InfoWars World Headquarters in Austin, Texas. Owen Schroyer sitting in today, and we have a bunch of guests lined up. Bunch of guests. Nick Sortor joining me in studio second hour. Brian Krasenstein joining me on video. Second hour. Gavin McGinnis joining me third hour. We're going to have a round table, Knights of the InfoWars round table, if you will. It's going to be going on with myself and Chase Geyser and Harrison Smith. We might also open a Spaces on X. Drew Hernandez is going to join us as well. So we're loaded with guests. I've also got some very important news we're going to be covering in video clips here as well for you today. And to open the show, I played that clip from Clay Higgins on a talk radio show in Louisiana, talking about the state of America, talking about how bad the Biden administration is, specifically on the illegal immigration front, and how Americans are really waking up to this, and they realize what a threat it is now, and how bad it really is. And nothing can really cover this up. Now, one of the problems when you look at the first 4 years of the Trump administration, one of the problems was Trump had some bad advisors. Let's just leave it at that. He had some bad advisors. He had some rotten eggs, if you will, surrounding him. But two voices who I think are going to be major advisors and influencers on a potential second Trump administration are going to be Stephen Miller, who's one of the greats, truly, and then Vivek Ramaswamy, whose political stock continues to grow. So on the illegal immigration front, you heard Higgins talk about a plan to remove the illegal immigrants. Here's Vivek Ramaswamy. This is just common sense. This is just common sense. You identify a problem, you have a solution. You have an equal and opposite reaction. And so here's Vivek Ramaswamy explaining that last night in clip two.
If you have had the largest mass illegal migration into this country in American history, then it stands to reason, Larry, that we require the largest mass deportation in American history as well. This isn't novel. We've had mass deportations under President Eisenhower. They worked. I think they will work in Trump's second term as well. And the trap that somehow the media has led the public to believe, and I think we had to explain to the public what's going on, is this is not compassion. This is cruelty. It is cruelty to Americans. It is cruelty to many of the Hispanic communities in America who came legally to this country, who are suffering the scourge of crime and other effects of that illegal mass migration. It's people in inner cities that are suffering, black, white, brown, and everything in between, Democrat and Republican included. The South Side of Chicago converting local high schools into encampments for those illegal migrants. It is a rejection of American principles. We're a nation founded on the rule of law. And so I don't think that this is cruel. I think it is the compassionate thing to do, both for Americans and to stand for the rule of law. It's logical. End those incentives to be here illegally. Stop funding the sanctuary cities. Stop funding Central America until they stop the northward flow of migrants. You know what military we really need? It isn't the climate military. It isn't the climate corps. It's putting our own military on our own southern border. That's how we put an end to this border crisis. And I think those mass deportations are the moral thing to do for Americans. And we're on the right side of history with this one.
Nothing but net. Hole in one. 100%. I mean, that's it. Everything he just said there is absolutely correct. Now, we cover these stories all the time. I got another one here. Seattle turned a tennis court into a high school, into a massive, a tennis court at a high school, into a massive encampment to house illegals. So it's schools, it's veteran care facilities, it's American homeless shelters, it's local rec centers. Now it's high school tennis courts. Here, look at this one in clip five. So they walk up at a high school, and it's a tennis court there, so that the high schoolers can play tennis. Not anymore.
Not a good situation, not a situation that we imagine ourselves in. We were at the church, and at the church we were living in similar, if not the same, conditions.
So if you're radio, pull down the audio here. If you're radio, they're on the high school tennis court, school's high school tennis court, so, the kids can play tennis. And it's filled with these tents that the illegal immigrants live in. By the way, where do they get these tents? Who's paying for the tents? Well, I guess it's the same old story. You're paying for the tents. And so, those high school kids that might have dreamt of playing tennis for their varsity team or playing tennis in college or who knows, maybe even the high hopes of one day competing as a professional. Well, those dreams are squandered. Why? Because you have to have illegal immigrants living on your tennis courts now. And they get more aggressive as they feel more entitled. And so an American journalist goes around recording and they assault them and they put boxes in their face and they film them and threaten them and try to intimidate them. As now this camera woman, or excuse me, cameraman rather, is getting assaulted.
Look at this little soy boy. What's he doing?
And I'm sorry to say, but
so this is happening all across the country, and rightfully so, Americans are ticked off. The question is, can they rightfully find the source of this, the Democrat Party, the Biden administration? And will it have a political result or political ramifications when it comes to the 2024 election, as it should? Now, does this anger you? It angers me. It should anger you. It should anger every American that we're being sold out. Stephen Miller says it quite nicely in clip three.
Eric, I've got a pretty thick skin. And I have seen a lot, and I've heard a lot, and I've dealt with a lot. I've had the chance, serving President Trump, to spend a lot of time with American families who've lost a husband, wife, or a daughter to illegal aliens set free by Democrats. And when I hear commie progressive staffers typing out social media for the Biden campaign, leaping to the defense of illegal alien murderers, it brings my blood to a fever pitch boil. Donald Trump is standing there talking about Monsters who murder children. Monsters who rape little kids and calling them animals. And some 23-year-old Brown University graduate in gender studies typing out online on behalf of Joe Biden, "Oh my God, Donald Trump just called immigrants animals. This is terrible." You are defending these vile predators when you say that.
So help me out, Stephen.
Condemning the worst behavior that could ever occur in this world, and you're defending it.
Now imagine, people still fall for this garbage. And this edit was so obvious. And they've edited Trump's statements and clips and put them out of context to attack Trump so many times. And they always get caught now. But this one was just blatantly obvious. I mean, to take a 5-second clip and then say, "See, Donald Trump calls all migrants and immigrants animals," and it's just a tiny little 5-second clip. I mean, they are getting so desperate. They are getting so desperate. Man, and here's, remove politics from the equation. Remove politics, remove policy. Because you can debate policy. I mean, you can hear a liberal debate why they think there should be open borders. When liberal Democrats are defending illegal immigrant murderers and rapists and gang members committing crimes.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-Hour Clean Energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
No conscious. Have you just completely separated yourself from truth and reality and common sense and rationale? Joe Biden had one phone call yesterday. That's it. That's all he did. He sleeps until 11. And they try to hide it. Just roll that footage again. By the way, it's not debated. They admit he wears a CPAP. They admit he wears a breathing device. It's not uncommon. But When you look at this, that you can tell they tried to cake on a bunch of makeup so that you couldn't see it, and it didn't take. So how long was Joe Biden sleeping for? 8 hours? 10 hours? 12 hours? Was he asleep from 11 last night to 11 in the morning? CPAP strapped onto his face. They tried to wake him up. He couldn't. By the way, this isn't the first time this has happened with Joe Biden. Joe Biden has been caught multiple times before big meetings where he has the CPAP straps on his face. It's happened when foreign leaders were in town and he showed up late for the meetings. That's a little more embarrassing than Bernie Sanders, perhaps. But he shows up late for those meetings and they don't have as much time to fix the makeup and try to puff his cheeks out. And the CPAP marks are even more obvious. So imagine you're a foreign leader. You travel across the world to come meet with Joe Biden. He shows up late, and then he shows up with these strap marks on his head because he just rolled out of bed at 10 in the morning. Not because he was busy, but because he's Joe Biden. It's an international embarrassment is what it is. You've got these images where Biden clearly is taking IVs and injections into his hands, and he's got marks all over his hands where they put it in. And then the lying media comes out and says, he's so fit. He's more fit than Trump. He's the most fit president of all time. His age is his strength. Can't get out of bed till noon. Has to have IVs into his arm regularly just to walk and talk. Yeah. I wish Trump would take Biden up on that offer for a round of golf. That'd be fun. What is Biden worried about? What are the Democrats worried about here with just some 216 days till the election? Democrats see abortion and marijuana juicing youth vote in Florida. So they're trying to get the youth out to vote for abortion and marijuana. They think that's the winning ticket. 214 days till the election, and Democrats are talking marijuana and abortion. Not economy, not energy, not foreign policy, not immigration. Abortion and marijuana. And they're going to take your menthol cigarettes. Biden White House close to finalizing menthol cigarette ban in the face of major pushback. Why do they want to ban menthol cigarettes? Well, they just want to ban everything. It's the party of bans. They put bans over Biden's face for his mask, his breathing apparatus, and then they put bans on the menthol cigarettes, but they want the marijuana. So marijuana good, campaign for marijuana, menthol cigarettes bad, ban them. this administration is so wonky and out of whack, it's just insane. Latest oil prices, market news, and analysis. Oil holds near five-month high after OPEC reaffirms supply cuts. Supply cuts. Supply cuts. The Biden administration has got this wrong at every turn. So Biden drains the strategic oil reserves for one reason and one reason only, to lower gas prices so that he doesn't take the political hit. And it was always strategic. He released the petroleum reserves ahead of the 2022 midterms so that Democrats didn't look bad. And the gas prices went down for a moment. Now they're back up at near record highs. And so he's got to make a statement. And so first Biden said, I'm releasing the strategic oil reserves because we're going to buy them back at a profit. Trump bought oil at $25 a barrel. Trump loaded up our petroleum reserves to a record high at $25 a barrel. Biden sold them off to lower gas prices as a political stunt, sold them to the Chinese communists so that they didn't have to release their reserves. So he sold the gas to the Chinese. They put that gas out into the market. And then Biden says, oh, I'm doing this so that we can make a profit. And then he got the gas prices lowered as a political stunt. That was the whole entire move. So now that they're back up, and his plan for Biden to make a profit, so I guess sell the oil and then buy it back cheaper, except here's the problem. Now the price is $85 a barrel and encroaching on $90 a barrel. It was at $89 a barrel. So then Biden comes out and says, oh, don't worry. Biden comes out and says, oh, don't worry, we're engaged in negotiations with the Saudis and OPEC, and they're going to release more oil. Don't worry, folks. Biden comes out and assures the American people, don't worry, folks, we're negotiating with OPEC, they're going to release more oil, gas prices will come down. And then what's OPEC's response? Yeah, we're actually cutting the supply. Yeah, actually, we're going to stop pumping and releasing. Actually, we're going to cut the supply. Oops, Biden got it wrong again. So at this rate, you're going to start seeing gas get up to $5, $6, $7 a gallon. And how is the Biden administration going to lie and cover that one up, I wonder? It doesn't matter. They'll lie and they'll cover it up and they'll deceive and they'll twist. And the average liberal Democrat will suck it up and then go to the gas station and pay $6 a gallon and then say, why is Trump doing this? Now, here's some good news, and I've often been curious of this, and I wouldn't be surprised if it didn't make the media if it was going on, but yet it did. Trump spoke recently with Saudi leader. Former President Trump spoke with Saudi Arabia's de facto ruler, Prince Mohammed bin Salman, their first publicly disclosed conversation since Trump left office in January 2021. And I've often, now, when we come back, I'm going to get into some of this geopolitical news that's just not good. And it's really where we left off on Tuesday, but it's the same trajectory. But I've often wondered or hoped, is Trump calling these foreign leaders and talking to them as the real president, as the president in isolation, as the a banished president by the deep state? Is he calling? Is he talking to the Russians? Is he talking to the Chinese? Is he talking to the Saudi Arabians? Is he talking to Iran? Is he talking to Israel? Do we have anybody talking to these people rationally so that Biden is not our voice and Biden is not our representation? This clown, this sack of garbage, Joe Biden, who probably can't even make a phone call. So we at least know what's going on with the Saudis. I hope it's going on with other foreign nations as well. Otherwise, we are in trouble, folks. Imagine that. We have no voice on the world stage except Joe Biden or Anthony Blinken or Jake Sullivan or Kamala Harris. If that's our voice on the world stage, if that's our representation in geopolitical, diplomatic conversations, we're in trouble. And we are in trouble. So I hope Trump is calling Russia. I hope Trump is calling Saudi Arabia. I hope he's saying, hey, look, I'm sorry we're doing this. This guy doesn't represent us. We got a lot of problems. We're going to try to get back into the White House. I'm the president of the American people. We don't want these wars. We don't want these bad business deals. Biden is garbage. We're sorry that this is happening. We hope we can fix it.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that if you'll just listen to me and take action, it will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they could be placebo and it'd still be great if you're funding InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit irs.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Well, I just received some news that might answer my question as we exited the last segment about is Trump talking to these foreign leaders or what are his foreign policy plans? And some moves that it looks like are being considered by NATO prove that, you know what, that Trump probably is having these discussions. They're probably spying on him. So we'll get to that in a second. But let's just compact all these geopolitical developments and discuss how big of a story this is. And again, it shocks me how the American media is just missing this entirely. And the only thing I can think, because war sells, death sells, you know, the media loves ratings. So they'll do whatever is good for ratings. And yet they're missing these massive developments when it comes to the geopolitical stage and getting us closer into a potential World War III scenario. And so I scratch my head and I say, how are they missing this? Why aren't they covering this? And the only thing I can think of is the average person in the American media is still living so high on the hog, and they still got their fancy mansions and fancy cars and fancy securities. And so they're just not even realizing how real this is. They're just completely out of touch with the average American. Because these developments are not minor, ladies and gentlemen. And so let's kind of compact and review here. Democrats rage at Israel after deadly strike on World Central Kitchen convoy. Biden administration fumes at Israel over difficulty in getting relief to Gaza. Jacob Flickinger, World Central Kitchen aid worker, killed in Gaza, just wanted to help others. Now, again, this story's barely made the media. But what you have is all these aid programs, this one specifically, the World Central Kitchen, and you have volunteers from all over the planet, including Americans. By the way, the Israeli Defense Forces have killed about a dozen Americans in this conflict now. That doesn't make the news. Jacob Flickinger, the latest. So they have this convoy, and they're heading to provide food to the people in Gaza that are starving, and they get blown up. There's a hole in the top of the vehicles, meaning, I mean, what do you think that means, guys, a hole in the top of the car? And so the Israelis say, oh, it was a landmine. The Palestinians and the UN and the World Central Kitchen say, no, it was a missile. So, again, I could tell you my opinion. I could tell you my view. You can review the evidence for yourself. At the end of the day, the story is this is a major escalation. This is a major escalation where the Israeli side says, oh, you're bombing aid trucks and blaming it on us. And then the people providing the aid and the people in the Gaza Strip and the UN and the Biden administration are saying, no, Israel's blowing up these trucks. Either way, it's a massive, massive move closer to World War III. CIA warns Iran will attack Israel within 48 hours as revenge for consulate strike. Remember that? Again, barely makes the news. Israel strikes an Iranian consulate in Syria, which is also significant. Syria doesn't exactly get along with Israel lately. Syria is also a major ally. Assad, very good friends with Vladimir Putin. The U.S. intelligence officials have branded Israeli strike on the Iranian consulate in Syria as reckless and fear a wider war in the Middle East. Now, the CIA and Mossad are like two peas in a pod. And if you have the CIA now coming out against Israel and what they're doing, folks, that just tells you Israel's gone rogue. This country has gone rogue. The IDF has gone rogue. Netanyahu has gone rogue. And now they're just looking at it as it's us versus the world. We're going to bomb whoever we want. We're going to bomb wherever we want, whenever we want. And if the UN calls us genocidal maniacs, we don't care. If we break ranks with the CIA, we don't care. If even the American media that for the most part we've owned for many years breaks with us, we don't care. And so what do you call that? And so it just shows now that they've got their own agenda, and all party ranks or standards are now out the window as they build up for their red heifer sacrifice. which I'm not really into. A lot of people think it's a big thing, and I see all this cringe content and people sending me their photos, and it's like, oh my gosh, look at this person with the red heifers. Okay, well, so what are you going to do? You're going to bring in the Antichrist? You're going to cure all the world's problems? You're going to burn some red heifers? But it's like this weird thing. I don't even know what to compare it to. It's like if I go to a Chicago Bulls game and I pose with their 6 championship trophies or something. It's like, ooh, look, I'm in Chicago. Look at these championship trophies. Wow. I don't even know. I don't even get it. But it's kind of really just the same thing. It's just this desperation. Like, oh, I'm going to take this and post it on my social media. But this is beside the point. Spain to recognize Palestinian statehood calls on Western allies to follow suit. So, Israel would normally be in the good graces with a lot of these countries, a lot of these groups. They are just breaking ranks. They are burning bridges. They are cutting ties. Even their allies, even their friends, even the groups that they work with are like, all right, you guys are out of control. What are you doing? And by the way, a lot of the Jewish people know this. Not Ben Shapiro. He doesn't seem to get it. He wants to swim in the blood of the innocents. He loves it. Ben Shapiro's never seen a war that Israel wanted that he wouldn't send your kids to die in. Ben Shapiro swims in the blood of the innocent and then points the finger at you and says blood libel if you have any discussion about it and fires any host that doesn't fall in line. No, Israel has completely lost the plot. And that's why you have tens of thousands of people protesting in Israel, in Jerusalem, in Tel Aviv. Guys, pull up the protest. I think they even tried to go to Netanyahu's house with pitchforks and torches. Is how bad it is. Ben Shapiro has truly become one of the most disgusting people in the American media. And he did it to himself, but I guess he was always that way, and now everybody sees it. Okay, so now you see that side of the instigation. Now you see that side of getting us closer to a World War situation with Israel pissing off not just the entire Arab world, which they've been beefing with for millennia, but now pretty much Europe is sick of them. Now the West is getting sick of them. Their own people in Israel are begging the IDF and Netanyahu, stop this. And they just can't help themselves. And they're blowing up food trucks and blowing up people trying to get food. And just leveling an entire part of the country in the Gaza Strip. But then you have this other escalation. Lavrov says it's obvious that Ukraine involved in terror attack in Caracas. Now, you have to understand, when Russia blames Ukraine, they know that means they're also blaming the CIA and the State Department and Victoria Nuland and Jake Sullivan and America, who's funding Ukraine. But it appears that they're already planning or already know what Trump's foreign policy would be. NATO plans for surviving a potential Trump second term. Trump proofing weapons for Ukraine. Allies consider moving arms groups into NATO. Now, again, folks, this is the important factor to have. A key understanding of whether you're pro-Israel or anti-Israel, whether you're pro-Russia or anti-Russia. All of these developments are moving us closer to a World War III situation. All of these developments are moving us farther from peace. These are major escalations. Doesn't matter what you believe or what you think is propaganda, these are major escalations moving us farther from peace and geopolitical strife. It's not good, and there seems to be no voices of reason here, certainly not in America.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer.
The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-hour clean energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWars.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
No voice of reason having these discussions. And for the most part, Russia has been patient in these geopolitical developments. The Arab world has, it's so complicated, but I don't know. I guess it's just the question. The question is why, with all these latest developments, has Israel remained, for the most part, untouched, except what they would claim is from October 7th, which we now all understand was a stand down by the IDF. So you just get the feeling the straw that's going to break the camel's back is about to fall. So again, that's why it's I don't even care. At this point, your opinion, one side or the other, doesn't even matter. Nuclear war, we're all dead. World War III, forget about it. You can take your politics out of the equation when it's World War III. So, but it's like, why is the American media missing this story altogether? Really makes you wonder. You basically have the world turning against Israel, and Israel just saying, we don't care. And now you have Russia blaming Ukraine for the biggest terror attack. It's, I mean, you could say it's their 9/11. So, I mean, imagine, Israel says October 7th is their 9/11, and then look what they've done in response. Russia says the Moscow theater attack is their 9/11, and what have they done in response? Big difference, isn't there? And so all of these things are developing. A lot of countries blame Israel for, or excuse me, a lot of countries blame America for Israel's aggression, saying Israel wouldn't be like this if they didn't have the support of the United States of America. They might be right. And then Russia comes out and blames Ukraine for the terror attack in Moscow. Well, who do you think they're really blaming, folks? Who do you think runs Ukraine? Who funds Ukraine? Who gives Ukraine all the weapons? And things are so bad in Ukraine, too. There's been a couple videos that are going viral. I elected not to share one of them because it's extremely bloody and gory with scenes from the battlefield. And then also a little adult themed because it shows what the Ukrainian oligarch's family and the Kiev regime in Kiev, it shows what they're up to in the strip clubs and the bars and the concerts. And, you know, it's they're having a great time. They're loving themselves. They are really loving life. But then you go out into the counties or into the country regions or the outskirts of Ukraine, and it's the military going and rounding up men, women, and children and forcing them to serve in the military. While the Kiev regime and the people in Kiev are having the time of their lives as the U.S. is sending in hundreds of billions of dollars. So I elect not to show that, but here's this video of Ukrainian government officials' mansions, or at least that's as it's being portrayed. So guys, go ahead and roll clip 7 here. So it just names all the Ukrainian oligarchs and all the Ukrainian officials, and they just have these gigantic, expansive estates and mansions. About as nice as you could have. And they're not going to war. They're getting hundreds of billions of dollars to send others to war. But it's really Western aggression against Russia that's the story here. And Ukraine is just kind of their vessel state. Ukraine is just kind of their outpost. Ukraine is just kind of their strategically placed junkyard dog for the anti-Russian West. And so it's really too bad. And it just shows how they put corruption over common sense. It just shows how they put corruption over diplomacy. You don't need this Cold War, this odd Cold War era stance towards Russia. Doesn't have to be that way. But they choose corruption. They want to use Ukraine as a vassal state, and they want to launder the money, and they need to keep Russia as this boogeyman, as their excuse to do it all. And so they choose corruption over common sense. They choose deception over diplomacy. Now, we could have been allies with Russia. We could have built with Russia. We could have formed an alliance against the communist nations like China with Russia. But now Russia has been forced into the arms of the communist Chinese, and now they're forming the BRICS, and that's going to crush our economy, potentially. And do you think Victoria Nuland cares? Do you think Jake Sullivan and Antony Blinken and Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and the rest, do you think they care? They couldn't care less. But what is with the American media ignoring all of this? Maybe they feel bad because they know they have a part in it and a role in it. Maybe they really just don't get how bad it is. Maybe they don't care. It is truly a head-scratcher. It is truly a head-scratcher. Oh, man, you just wish something could happen to move us closer to peace. But it's not going to come from the Biden administration, obviously. And it feels like the only option we have to move closer to peace is just to just elect Donald Trump and put some sanity back in the White House and put somebody in there who can actually negotiate and have good relations. Not Joe Biden, who shows up late to every meeting because he's sleeping and can't get the CPAP off of his face. That's just embarrassing. And that's what this administration has been. Embarrassing, destructive. And we got at least 200 and something days left of it. Oh my gosh. Can you imagine how bad it's going to get? Can you imagine what it's going to be like when gas prices are hitting $7 a gallon and your energy bill doubles this summer and groceries double before Thanksgiving? Sound impossible? Better get ready. Better prepare yourself. There's no plan. The plan is destruction. The plan is chaos. Hell, they'd rather have this country fall apart and then they can cancel the 2024 election and just have a one-party state from here on out, the Democrat Party. That's always been their game plan. And ultimately, that's where the left always falls. You know, they say crap rolls downhill. Well, yeah, leftist politics always become tyrannies. Leftist politics always become authoritarian. Leftist politics always become totalitarian. Because the very essence is telling other people what to do. But you can't tell everybody what to do. Not everybody wants to do what you want to do. Not everybody wants to see the world as you see the world. So ultimately, where does it go? Totalitarianism, authoritarianism, tyranny. So that's why you see the Democrat Party moving in that direction. It's the only logical conclusion to left-wing policy and politics. They have to be able to control your life. It's the opposite of self-government. It's the opposite of freedom. So you can politic and policy as much as you want, but eventually there's only one way to accomplish your political goals, and that is totalitarianism. That is authoritarianism. And now it's reached that point in the American political process where the American left has to come out and go full totalitarian, full authoritarian. It's the only way. How are they going to get you to stop driving a car? How are they going to get you to stop eating meat? Are you going to choose to do that? Of course not. You going to choose to stop eating steak? Hell no. So the Democrats are going to make you. No other choice. All right. We got Nick Sorter coming up in studio. And we'll talk about some of the stuff that he covers, boots on the ground. You know, talk about where the American media won't go. Nick Sortor is there. Remember, folks, to support us at InfoWarsStore.com. And I keep seeing these stories every day. Like, there was another one about the forever chemicals that leaked into the water out of this plant. You know, into your drinking water. So, if you don't have a water filter at this point, I'm sorry, but you're just nuts. And the bottled water might be better than the tap water, but even that has the microplastics in it. Unless you're getting BPA-free, but it's still, you'll save money with the water filter. You don't have to go out and buy bottled water every week. So, no, this is a necessity for your house. The Alexa Pure Pro water filtration system. I have two in my house. I'm telling you, this is a necessity. We sell products that you might want, great supplements and health products. We sell things that you need. You need a water filter. You need to be drinking clean water. This is a necessity. The Alexa Pure water filtration system, InfoWarsStore.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.